Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
We're turning now to a very tragic story that listeners may remember, the fatal stabbing of an elderly Irish man who was attacked on his mobility scooter in West London in August 2022. 87-year-old Thomas O'Halloran was originally from Ennisdiamon in County Clare, and he'd become a popular figure in his adopted community of Greenford in London, and was known to many for his busking in the area. Today, in court, a 45-year-old man denied the charge of murder, but pleaded guilty to the lesser offence of manslaughter. We can go now to London-based reporter Vincent McAvinney, who has the detail on that court hearing today. And Vincent, thank you for joining us. You might start, if you don't mind, by reminding us of the details of this case.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty shocking event, even for standards here in London. So the 87-year-old had been busking on the high street near his local tube station. He had been doing so that year to raise funds for the Ukrainians after the invasion. Now, he was travelling, we think, home on his mobility scooter when he was attacked at the side of the, in an alleyway on the side of the A40 road, out of sight by drivers. He was stabbed several times and he then was left. He sort of tried to move on a bit in his mobility scooter and was found by a group of children who called 999. They tried to help the 87-year-old, but he could not be saved. A police investigation then began and they very quickly identified the suspect, Lee Byers, who was 46, on CCTV, having left the area, and they subsequently found a knife that he had tried to get rid of as well.
And what happened in court today?
Well, in court, there was a lot of discussion about the past record of Lee Byers. He has mental health problems. He, as you mentioned there, he did not plead guilty to murder. He pleaded to manslaughter on grounds of diminished responsibility. That is because he is psychotic. He hears voices and suffers from paranoid delusions and paranoid schizophrenia. But whilst we couldn't report on this before, there were also details of his life. He has been in and out of prison since he was 14 years old, and indeed he had only just left prison after a 12-year stretch from being convicted of robbery on the day that he actually took this violent action. He had only been released that week. He was living with his mother at the time, and so that was the bit of background to this case that we can now report.
Sentencing will take place next month. Is that right, Vincent?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us with that update. That is Vincent McAvinney joining us from London.